FM。
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There is in every living
creature. 听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天我们将会听到加拿大女作家露西·莫德·蒙哥马利的一句话，英国诗人罗纳德·斯图亚特·托马斯的一首诗歌 Night Sky， 夜空，以及由英国著名小说家阿瑟·柯南·道尔所写的一部中篇小说 A Study in Scarlet，血字的研究当中的节选片段。
More to read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote，
A huge cherry tree grew outside, so close that its boughs tapped against the houseAnd it was so thick-set with blossoms that hardly a leaf was to be seen. Lucy Maud Montgomery. 外面长了一棵大樱桃树，同房屋贴得很近。它的树枝轻轻地拍打着屋檐，枝上繁花似锦，几乎看不到一片叶子。露西·莫德·蒙哥马利。露西·莫德·蒙哥马利，加拿大女作家，1874年11月30日出生，擅长小说创作，其代表作品为《绿山墙的安妮》，被誉为世界上最甜蜜的少女成长故事。马克·吐温评价道，安妮是继不朽的爱丽丝之后最令人感动和喜爱的形象。绿山墙的安妮创作于1904年，讲述了纯真善良、热爱生活的女主人公小安妮自幼失去父母，11岁时被绿山墙的马修和玛丽拉兄妹领养，但她个性鲜明，富于幻想，而且自尊自强，凭借自己的刻苦勤奋，不但得到领养人的喜爱，也赢得了老师和同学的关心和友谊。成长与梦想是全书的主题，作者以安妮的故事告诉人们，只要胸怀梦想，不懈努力，生活就会丰富多彩，生命就会美丽多姿。 A huge cherry tree grew outside, so close that its boughs tapped against the house. And it was so thick-set with blossoms that hardly a leaf was to be seen.Lucy Maud Montgomery。 外面长了一棵大樱桃树，同房屋贴得很近，它的树枝轻轻地拍打着屋檐，枝上繁花似锦，几乎看不到一片叶子。露西·莫德·蒙哥马利。
Night Sky, Ronald Stuart Thomas. What they are saying is that there is life there too, that the universe is the size it is, to enable us to catch up. They have gone on from the human, that shining is a reflection of their intelligence. Godhead is the colonization by mind of untenanted space. it is its own light, a statement beyond language of conceptual truth. Every night is a rinsing myself of the darkness that is in my veins. I let the stars inject me with fire, silent as it is far, but certain in its cauterizing of my despair. I am a slow traveler, but there is more than time to arrive, resting in the intervals of my breathing. I pick up the signals relayed to me from a periphery I comprehend.
R.S. 托马斯，他们正在说的是，那里也有生命，宇宙就那么大，我们能赶得上。他们已超越人性，那种闪光是他们智力的反应，神性被思想殖民在无人的太空，自己发光，是概念性真实的声明，超越语言。每一个夜晚都是对我自身黑暗的一次漂洗，黑暗已入我血脉，我让星星给我注射火，火在远处沉默着，确定自己会烧灼我的绝望。我是一个缓慢的旅行者，但抵达需要的不只是时间，在呼吸的间隔休息时，我接收那些给我的信号，他们转发自一个我了解的外围。我们刚才听到的这首诗歌《Night Sky》，夜空，出自英国诗人 R.S. 托马斯，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗读，由程佳翻译。 R.S. 托马斯及罗纳德·斯图亚特·托马斯是20世纪一位用英语写作的威尔士诗人，他是一位乡村牧师，毕生都在威尔士的农村度过，同时他也是一位多产的诗人，在半个多世纪的写诗生涯中一共出版了28本诗集，1600多首诗，获得过很多重要的奖项，如海纳曼奖、女王诗歌金奖，还有很多次的威尔士诗歌大奖。1996年他被提名为诺贝尔文学奖的候选人。 R.S. 托马斯是一位民族意识非常强烈的爱国诗人，面对日渐衰落的威尔士文化传统，他积极支持民族文化复兴，并身体力行学习威尔士语。他早期的田园诗歌字里行间都洋溢着对威尔士文化的忧虑，对民族未来的担心，独特的生活经历和文化背景使这些诗歌在20世纪的诗歌史中独树一帜。
Night Sky, Ronald Stuart Thomas。What they are saying is that there is life there too, that the universe is the size it is to enable us to catch up. They have gone on from the human, that shining is a reflection of their intelligence. Godhead is the colonization.By mind of untenanted space. It is its own light, a statement beyond language of conceptual truth. Every night is a rinsing myself of the darkness that is in my veins. I let the stars inject me with fire, silent as it is far.But certain in its cauterizing of my despair. I am a slow traveler, but there is more than time to arrive, resting in the intervals of my breathing. I pick up the signals relayed to me from a periphery I comprehend.
R.S. 托马斯，他们正在说的是，那里也有生命，宇宙就那么大，我们能赶得上。他们已超越人性，那种闪光是他们智力的反应，神性被思想殖民在无人的太空，自己发光，是概念性真实的声明，超越语言。每一个夜晚都是对我自身黑暗的一次漂洗，黑暗已入我血脉，我让星星给我注射火，火在远处沉默着，确定自己会烧灼我的绝望。我是一个缓慢的旅行者，但抵达需要的不只是时间，在呼吸的间隔休息时，我接收那些给我的信号，他们转发自一个我了解的外围。
More to read，
文字的世界。用心，用心聆听。
Beauty of Words。
欢迎您继续收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听。下面让我们一起来感受 Beauty of Words。阿瑟·柯南·道尔于1859年出生于苏格兰的爱丁堡，1930年去世，因塑造了成功的侦探人物夏洛克·福尔摩斯而成为侦探小说历史上最重要的作家之一。其代表作有《福尔摩斯探案集》，包括《血字的研究》《四千名》《巴斯克维尔的猎犬》等。柯南·道尔对侦探小说的贡献是巨大的，其小说的故事结构、推理手法和奇巧的构思都给该类题材的小说树立了范本。他是当之无愧的文学大师，将侦探小说推向了一个崭新的时代。福尔摩斯探案集可谓是开辟了侦探小说历史黄金时代的不朽经典，风靡全世界，是历史上最受读者推崇的侦探小说。除此之外，他还曾写过《失落的世界》等多部其他类型的小说，其作品涉及科幻、悬疑、历史小说、爱情小说、戏剧、诗歌等。我们所熟悉的青山刚昌的漫画《名侦探柯南》中的主角江户川柯南即由他的名字化名。《血字的研究》A Study in Scarlet 是阿瑟·柯南·道尔于1887年创作的中篇小说，这也是他第一本以夏洛克·福尔摩斯为主角的作品。那么在接下来的时间里，我们就一起来读一下这部中篇小说当中的节选片段。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人念希为您朗读，由张雅琳翻译。A Study in Scarlet by Conan Doyle. This was a lofty chamber, lined and littered with countless bottles. Broad, low tables were scattered about, which bristled with retorts, test tubes, and little Bunsen lamps with their blue flickering flames.There was only one student in the room, who was bending over a distant table, absorbed in his work. At the sound of our steps, he glanced round and sprang to his feet with a cry of pleasure. "I found it! I found it!" he shouted to my companion, running towards us with a test tube in his hand. "I have found a reagent which is precipitated by hemoglobin and by nothing else."Had he discovered a gold mine, greater delight could not have shone upon his features. "Dr. Watson, Mr. Sherlock Holmes," said Stamford, introducing us. "How are you?" he said cordially, gripping my hand with a strength for which I should hardly have given him credit. You have been in Afghanistan, I perceive. How on earth did you know that? I asked in astonishment. Never mind, said he, chuckling to himself. The question now is about hemoglobin. No doubt you see the significance of this discovery of mine. It is interesting, chemically, no doubt, I answered. But practically, why, man, it is the most practical medico-legal discovery for years. Don't you see that it gives us an infallible test for blood stains? Come over here now. He seized me by the coat sleeve in his eagerness and drew me over to the table at which he had been working. Let us have some fresh blood, he said, digging a long bodkin into his finger and drawing off the resulting drop of blood in a chemical pipette. Now, I add this small quantity of blood to a liter of water. You perceive that the resulting mixture has the appearance of pure water. The proportion of blood cannot be more than 1 in 1,000,000. I have no doubt, however, that we shall be able to obtain the characteristic reaction. As he spoke, he threw into the vessel a few white crystals and then added some drops of a transparent fluid. In an instant, the contents assumed a dull mahogany color, and a brownish dust was precipitated to the bottom of the glass jar. Ha-ha! He cried, clapping his hands, and looking as delighted as a child with a new toy. What do you think of that? It seems to be a very delicate test, I remarked. Beautiful, beautiful! The old Guaycom test was very clumsy and uncertain. So is the microscopic examination for blood corpuscles. The latter is valueless if the stains are a few hours old. Now, this appears to act as well whether the blood is old or new. Had this test been invented, there are hundreds of men now walking the earth who would long ago have paid the penalty of their crimes. Indeed, I murmured. Criminal cases are continually hinging upon that one point. A man is suspected of a crime months perhaps after it has been committed. His linen or clothes are examined, and brownish stains discovered upon them. Are they blood stains, or mud stains, or rust stains, or fruit stains, or what are they? That is a question which has puzzled many an expert. And why? Because there was no reliable test. Now we have the Sherlock Holmes test, and there will no longer be any difficulty. His eyes fairly glittered as he spoke, and he put his hand over his heart and bowed as if to some applauding crowd, conjured up by his imagination. You are to be congratulated, I remarked, considerably surprised at his enthusiasm.
血字的研究，柯南·道尔。化验室顶高屋阔，四处杂乱地放着数不清的瓶子，几张又宽又矮的桌子横七竖八地摆开，桌上立满了蒸馏烧瓶、试管和本生灯，灯上的蓝色火苗不停地跳动。屋里只有一个人，坐在稍远的一张桌子前，全神贯注地伏案忙碌着。听到我们的脚步声，他扭头瞧了一眼，倏地跃身而起，兴奋地欢呼道，发现了，发现了。他抓着一只试管跑过来，边跑边冲着小斯坦福喊，我发现了一种试剂，只能和血红蛋白发生沉淀反应，别的都不起作用。看他欣喜若狂的样子，简直比发现金矿还高兴。这位是华生医生，小斯坦福介绍道，这位是福尔摩斯先生。您好，他友好地打了声招呼，紧紧握住我的手。没想到他的手劲儿居然这么大。看得出来您刚从阿富汗回来。您怎么知道？我惊讶地问。这不重要，他自顾自笑着。现在要说的是血红蛋白，
相信您一定明白这项发现的伟大意义吧。从化学角度看，的确很有意思，我答道。不过实际应用起来，哎呀，先生，这种试剂可是近年来最实用的法医学发现，用它来鉴别血迹能保证万无一失，难道还不明白吗？请来这边。他急切地拽住我的袖口，把我拖到刚才做试验的桌子边。先弄点鲜血。他用粗针扎破指尖，再用吸液管吸起渗出的血，接着将少量鲜血滴入一升清水中。您看，血在溶液中所占比例还不到百万分之一，混合液跟清水一样。即便如此，我确信可以观察到明显的化学反应。说着，他往容器中放了几粒白色晶体，又加了几滴透明液体。溶液一下子呈现暗红色，玻璃视频的底部渐渐吸出棕色粉末状沉淀物。哈哈，他拍着手叫起来，兴奋的像个刚拿到新玩具的小孩子。怎么样？是个非常精密的鉴别方法，我评价道。好极了，好极了，过去用玉窗木枝鉴别法，既难操作又不准确，用显微镜检测血球的方法也有同样的问题，而且血迹一旦干了几个小时，显微镜根本派不上用场。现在好了，不管血迹是干的还是湿的，这种试剂都管用，要是早些发现它就更好了，成百上千的罪犯恐怕早就进了大牢，哪会让他们逍遥法外。没错，我低声赞同。刑事案件侦破往往取决于血迹鉴定，也许案发数月之后才能锁定某个疑犯，如果发现他的衬衫和外衣上有褐色斑痕，是血迹、泥污、铁锈、果汁，到底是什么呢？这个问题会让许多专家伤透脑筋。为什么？因为没有准确可靠的检测方法。如今有了夏洛克福尔摩斯鉴别法，让我们向难题说再见吧。福尔摩斯说话时两眼炯炯发亮，话音刚落，他一手按在胸前，欠身鞠躬致意，仿佛眼前有一群热烈鼓掌的观众。祝贺祝贺，我说，他那副热情洋溢的模样着实让我吃了一惊。
A Study in Scarlet by Conan Doyle. This was a lofty chamber, lined and littered with countless bottles. Broad, low tables were scattered about, which bristled with retorts, test tubes, and little Bunsen lamps with their blue flickering flames. There was only one student in the room who was bending over a distant table, absorbed in his work.At the sound of our steps, he glanced round and sprang to his feet with a cry of pleasure. I found it! I found it! He shouted to my companion, running towards us with a test tube in his hand. I have found a reagent which is precipitated by hemoglobin and by nothing else. Had he discovered a gold mine, greater delight could not have shone upon his features. Dr. Watson, Mr. Sherlock Holmes,said Stamford, introducing us. How are you? He said cordially, gripping my hand with a strength for which I should hardly have given him credit. You have been in Afghanistan, I perceive. How on earth did you know that? I asked in astonishment. Never mind, said he, chuckling to himself. The question now is about hemoglobin.No doubt you see the significance of this discovery of mine. It is interesting, chemically, no doubt, I answered. But practically, why, man, it is the most practical medico-legal discovery for years. Don't you see that it gives us an infallible test for blood stains? Come over here now. He seized me by the coat sleeve in his eagerness.
and drew me over to the table at which he had been working. "Let us have some fresh blood," he said, digging a long bodkin into his finger and drawing off the resulting drop of blood in the chemical pipette. "Now, I add this small quantity of blood to a liter of water. You perceive that the resulting mixture has the appearance of pure water. The proportion of blood cannot be more than 1 in a million. I have no doubt, however, that we shall be able to obtain the characteristic reaction." As he spoke, he threw into the vessel a few white crystals and then added some drops of a transparent fluid. In an instant, the contents assumed a dull mahogany color, and a brownish dust was precipitated to the bottom of the glass jar. "Ha-ha!" he cried, clapping his hands and looking as delighted as a child with a new toy. "What do you think of that?" "It seems to be a very delicate test," I remarked. "Beautiful, beautiful. The old Wacom test was very clumsy and uncertain. So is the microscopic examination for blood corpuscles. The latter is valueless if the stains are a few hours old. Now, this appears to act as well whether the blood is old or new. Had this test been invented, there are hundreds of men now walking the earth who would long ago have paid the penalty of their crimes." "Indeed," I murmured. "Criminal cases are continually hinging upon that one point. A man is suspected of a crime months perhaps after it has been committed. His linen or clothes are examined, and brownish stains discovered upon them. Are they blood stains, or mud stains, or rust stains, or fruit stains, or what are they? That is a question which has puzzled many an expert. And why? Because there was no reliable test. Now we have the Sherlock Holmes test, and there will no longer be any difficulty." His eyes fairly glittered as he spoke, and he put his hand over his heart and bowed as if to some applauding crowd conjured up by his imagination. "You are to be congratulated," I remarked, considerably surprised at his enthusiasm.感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。